Oasis Audio presents Lead Like Ike by Jeff Loftus. Read for you by Mort Krim.
Introduction. The world's most daunting business initiative. In the early hours of the morning of June 5, 1944, more than 150,000 men in more than 5,000 ships and 11,000 airplanes waited. Around the world, the President of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Winston Churchill, and the absolute leader of the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin, also waited. In Berlin, Adolf Hitler watched and wondered. And along the northern shores of France, the German army was ready with miles of barbed wire, machine gun nests, and artillery emplacements. The occupied nations of Europe and millions of Jews imprisoned in death camps waited, desperately hoping. The fate of the world hinged on the decision of one man, living in a small trailer, drinking too much coffee, smoking too many cigarettes, sleeping too little. He had already decided to postpone the project called Operation Overlord from May to June. Only 24 hours earlier, he had decided to postpone again for a day, and he had already decided that it was necessary to send some of his very best young men into what one of his commanders described as futile slaughter. Now, at about 4 a.m. local time in England, surrounded by his senior commanders of the American and British armies, navies, and air forces, Dwight D. Ike Eisenhower had to make one last decision. Gamble.